Ocean FM.
Ours to Protect, brought to you by Ocean FM, the IBA, and funded by Commission Le Mans with the television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.
I promised last week that Ours to Protect would have a look at the subject of buying bikes this Christmas as a sustainable present for children. Well, I'm opening the subject with the good news that anyone interested in this might take a chance on contacting the Men's Shed in Enniscrone, because they've made a collection of old bikes over the past few weeks and they're working their way through restoring each of them. Now, these clever handymen will revive bicycles where at all possible, or use them for parts rather than seeing them on the scrap heap. They insist that bicycles that might look at end of life to us can go on to have a long and fruitful future. They're restoring the stock they have at the moment, and they'll be gladly accepting a new lot in the new year. However, Gregory O'Brien at the Men's Shed said that they did take in one or two children's bikes that might be of interest to parents. If you don't find what you're looking for in Enniscrone before Christmas, I guess that Santa might oblige you. And I asked these parents whether they thought Santa might deliver a bike to their house this Christmas.
Not this year, but he has brought in the past, almost definitely. We've got four bikes at home, trying to get up to five, to try and get the youngest one involved as well. The kids use the bikes all the time. They're out on the streets and in the park at least once a week.
You know, once you give a kid their bike, they've got their freedom to cycle around and disappear off with their mates, which is incredible. And I think if you ask anyone what's the greatest Christmas present you've ever gotten, I'm sure a bicycle is going to be up there. You know, it's going to be pretty high, along with a skateboard.
We're waiting till the summer, until the baby is ready for the next size up. So my six-year-old cycles to school every single day, and I'm trying to get my nine-year-old back into it, and he seems to like it today, so he might do it again.
Now, safe cycling is a concern for many parents, and I met that lot at a fun and colourful marshalled cycle disco through the streets of Sligo, organised by Sligo Cycling Campaign. They're looking to promote the idea of a safe, segregated cycle lane that would link Ross's Point with Strandhill through Sligo Town. I spoke to two of the organisers, Tim Doran and Ken Russell.
So we talk about active travel, and that's three parts, which is walking, wheeling and cycling. So it's not just cyclists, it's not just middle-aged men in Lycra flying up and down the roads. It's somebody going in to do their shopping, it's somebody pushing a buggy, it's people just going out for a walk with their dog. And these are used all across Europe as well. It's not specific to here yet, but that active mobility, the three parts, are just really, really important. It's there for everyone to use, not just one small sector of society.
Really, what all this is about is trying to get members of the public to engage with Sligo County Council with their consultation for the county development plan, to make the suggestion of this segregated route. And we want to get a lot of people engaging and writing in, making the suggestion that this was, from a sustainable tourism and from an active travel point of view, this is, to use an old cliche, a no-brainer. It would pay for itself very soon afterwards, after it was built.
Joan Swift also asks anyone out there with an interest in cycling to add their voice to the call for a coastal mobility route for everyone.
Today the cycle was wonderful, but we did need the Garda escort and we did need the marshals and so on, whereas it would be really marvellous if families were able to cycle out to Strandhill or to Ross's Point, or indeed people from there were able to cycle into town without having to worry about traffic if you did have a dedicated safe route. And we think that that's worth putting into the county development plan, so we're asking everybody to make submissions and to remind the councillors when it comes to voting on the plan. With local elections coming up and the closing date is the 21st of December, so if people were willing to make their own submission, that would be wonderful by going onto the council website. But we also have the list of names now from the petition, and we will send that in, that these people all support the idea, and they came out on a December day to show their support. So just imagine how many people would be doing it if it were May or July.
The Green Schools have a Safe Routes to School initiative, and many schools are looking for ways that they can help their students to get to school more sustainably. Work like that, combined with more and safer cycle lanes being made available, really can boost the number of children using their bikes. And if we can create a good cycling habit among children of school-going age, that will certainly be good for their health and the environment in the long term. Of course, I do realise that a new bike, even one for a child, can be a costly purchase. However, for any of you considering a two-wheeled Christmas present, our contributors have plenty of suggestions on how to do this without breaking the bank.
But you don't necessarily have to spend a couple of €100 every time you get a new bike on second-hand sites and stuff like that. There's no need to go and buy a brand new bike. I try your second-hand shops and stuff like that.
Personally, I try and get stuff, you know, pre-used, pre-loved. You can go into, you know, your local bike store, support your local shop, of course. There's also the Cycle to Work scheme or the cycle scheme, if that, you know, applies to you. But definitely having a look on Dundeel, having a look on adverts as well.
As children grow, their outgrown bicycle can bring joy to someone else, and it would be great if we could all try to pass them on to a new home. Maybe there's one hiding in your garage right now. Unlike other toys that might be found in stockings this year, this one can last a lifetime. If you discover that your bike has a problem, it can usually be fixed. Local shops, Google, and even the Men's Shed are there to help.
Well, I mean, support your local bike shop if you're not sure, if you're not handy and you don't have the tools. Go into those guys or girls, drop it in, get it booked in. I know Christmas is a busy time for everyone to get it sorted along with the start of the summer. The other thing is online, there's lots of free resources that are there, you know, a YouTube, a Google search, and you can slowly build up and then share the skills with your community as well.
A group in Enniscrone, a Men's Shed, they're getting lots of pre-loved bikes just that probably need a brake cable change, because a lot of people are a bit of a throwaway society. So that's gaining in popularity.
As was emphasised today, now is the time to make your voice heard when it comes to sustainable transport options in Sligo, or for making suggestions regarding reducing carbon emissions and dealing with climate change here. For one more week, Sligo County Council is taking submissions on its drafts of the Local County Development Plan and the Local Climate Action Plan. You don't have to be a scientist or an expert in planning to give an opinion or to make a suggestion. Even just a few lines giving your own personal perspective or any simple suggestions are valuable when decisions are being made. To do that, you can send an email to Sligo County Council or log on to www.consult/sligococo.ie. And that's until the 21st of December, this day next week.